This Friday, more than 100 teens from Charlottesville High School are planning to trek to the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center for a day-long workshop on race.
After the events of August 12th, a lot of the youth at CHS and like at Buford, they wanted to do something to keep the momentum going, keep the conversation going beyond the summer.
Ziana Bryant is 17 and a junior at CHS. She was the one who, 2 years ago, created the petition to remove the Jim Crow era statue here of Robert E. Lee. She's at the front of the local racial justice movement, and she helped organize the workshop, which will start with a viewing of the movie I Am Not a Racist, Am I?
It's going to be very helpful in shaping who you are and understanding your own identity. And then from there, you can understand how you fit into this movement of, you know, racial justice, social justice. Like, once you know what your strengths are and the things that affect you, you can then use that as a strength towards a bigger collective movement.
But the movie's just a launch pad. For the rest of the day, teens will hold their own Dialogue on Race, a city-led initiative aimed at addressing hard realities of race and racism. Over the last month, teens on the Charlottesville Youth Council, including Bryant, got taught how to facilitate the discussions themselves.
Okay, what you want to do is get them to talk.
The Youth Council advises city councilors on things like school safety or racial disparities in classes. Last year, they asked for a full-time adult supervisor to help advocate for young people across the city, and they got it.
So I'm Daniel Fairley II. And my job title is Youth Opportunity Coordinator for the City of Charlottesville.
In the last 3 months, Fairley has opened conversations with about a dozen organizations for potential partnerships. He also helps lead the Youth Council meetings, but one of his primary focuses has been the Alliance for Black Male Achievement. The focus on Black men is something Fairley calls
targeted universalism, where if you have a population that is the most vulnerable and you help that population, it then helps out people all throughout the world and all throughout the rest of the city, right? So if you think about curb cuts, for instance.
Curb cuts, you know, the dips in the sidewalk that transition up and down from the street. Initially, they were for people with disabilities, but they turned out to help everyone, parents with strollers, bikers, kids. Similarly, by focusing on Black men, Fairley says family structures will get stronger, along with the city's economy, and racial disparities could decrease.
What we want to do is give Black men every opportunity that we can for them to succeed.
But that's a multi-generational process, and some of the barriers are more pervasive than just lining up good-paying jobs. And so, with a $10,000 grant from the Bama Works Fund, Fairley's partnered with Lighthouse Studios, a local nonprofit that helps teens make films. Together, a group of young Black boys this summer will get paid to make at least 6 short documentaries, focusing each on a local Black man who embodies success.
Using success in a variety of ways, and so making sure that we're allowing our students to see that there is a different narrative than what they've been fed through the media.
This is commonly called changing the narrative and focuses on dispelling the stereotypes propelled by white-owned media that Black men are failures or criminals or lazy. These false narratives create cycles of cynicism and self-degradation. Joe Vina is the program director for Lighthouse.
For these students to be addressing that, the fact that they are young men themselves who face the danger and the poison around this narrative, for them to get the chance to tell the story is very exciting for us.
The filming is expected to begin this July, and Vina hopes they can make a longer film that they can enter into festivals. For his part, Fairley says he'll be embarking on a year-long listening tour this fall to hear from as many Black middle and high school students as possible about what the city can provide for them. In Charlottesville, I'm Jordy Yeager.